Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Caitlin, your company is taking money out of my checking account, and I have no idea what it's for.
Okay, what's your zip code?
61256.
Thank you. And your name?
My name is Stacy. My last name is Mann, M-A-N-N.
All right, 1 second, it's loading. Can you confirm your mailing address also?
617 3rd Avenue, number 64, Hampton, Illinois.
All right. Okay, so back in January, it looks like you ordered a space heater. It was a part of a promotional deal that enrolled you into an online membership for a store called Factory Direct Savings Store. They charge
Okay, honey, I got to stop you right there. That is not me. So this is fraud. I did not order a space heater. I did not authorize the use of my checking account to you guys, which I know is not your fault directly. But either that money gets put back now, or I'm, you know, next on will be police and fraud, because it's not me. I did not order a space heater.
Okay. Do you know if someone else may have done this in your name? Because it is all in your name and the mailing address also that you provided. So do you think someone else may have, maybe the someone you know may have done this?
No, because I don't. I'm 55. My children are all grown. There's nobody here using that. So somebody either has my identity and my information, but we got a problem because I need that money is overdrawing me, and I didn't order that. So what do I need to do next?
1 second. All right, I'm going to get you over to the fraud department we have here, and they're going to assist you further. I have your information already being transferred over. Did you have any more questions for me?
No, honey, and please don't take it personal. I'm just frustrated because I know that I didn't do this. So
I know, it's okay.
That's all there is to it.
All right, do you want your cancellation number? I did go ahead and cancel.
Yeah, cancel whatever it is that's showing, and then I'm also going to call my bank in the morning because it's definitely fraud. So,
okay. I'm going to give you the cancellation number, and then we'll let you speak to our fraud department also.
Okay.
And they'll
Sounds
assist
good.
You further. All right. It is C as in Charlie.
Hold on. Okay, what's the number?
259.
Okay.
082.
Okay.
698.
And what is that to me?
That's a cancellation number. That's just for your proof that you did call in and cancel.
Yeah, I don't even. So 259-082-698. And what is the name of your company?
It's for Factory Direct Savings Store. We're just the customer service line for them.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you have, in case I get disconnected, what's your fraud number?
You would have to call this line directly back and then just let them know you want to be transferred to fraud.
Okay. So are you going to transfer me right now?
Mm-hmm. I was giving you the cancellation number so that way you can have that proof also. I don't know if they give it to you or not, but I just wanted you to have that.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's getting me somewhere.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you. I do apologize about this inconvenience, but thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, hold one moment.